Hi there. The word for today is, you owe it to your child. In Proverbs 13, verse 24, Solomon writes, if you refuse to discipline your children, it proves you don't love them. As a parent, there are three things you owe your child. Today, let's talk about the first, affection. The Bible says if you love your child, you'll discipline them, and you'll do it in love, not anger. Don't buy into the idea that good parents don't discipline their children because they, quote, love them too much. The truth is, if you don't discipline your child, it's not because you love them too much. It's because you love yourself too much. A Gallup poll revealed that more than 90% of graduating high school seniors wished their parents and teachers had loved them enough to discipline them more and require more of them. Like water, we follow the path of least resistance. It's much easier to let things slide, avoid confrontation, stick your head in the sand and hope things will get better, than it is to suffer the pain of disciplining the child you love. Keep in mind, however, that the only person that ever got anywhere by letting something slide was a trombone player. Seriously, the Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 12, whom the Lord loves, he corrects just as a father the son in whom he delights. Let that sink in. The greatest and wisest father of all is God. And he not only loves, he is. It's his essence and character. He is love. Yet we read here that our loving heavenly Father is one who disciplines. Any parent that refuses to discipline their child is really saying, in a sense, that they're a better parent than God. Love always does what's best for the other person, and there are times when love demands discipline and training. And that's the word for you today.